Welcome to Byronology. Byronology. A quick podcast for those on the go. Enjoy the show, fuckers.
God damn, it feels good to be back. I was a little loud, wasn't it? We'll tone it down. We'll tone it down from here on out. Welcome to whatever fucking episode of Byronology this is. God damn, it's been a minute. What have you guys been up to? Oh, it's great to hear. Great. Oh, man. How long has it been? I honestly don't know how long it's been since I've uploaded an episode of Byronology, but it's been pretty sure like goddamn year, it feels like anyways. I hope all y'all are doing okay here. I'm doing all right. You know, we're doing good. We out here grinding. You feel me? Cause we out here doing what we does. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm leaving all the awkwardness here. You know, I'm not going to edit this shit. It's raw, homie. You know, that's how we do it around here. I hope everyone's been good, man. You know, to all my, you know, 6 listeners that I have and to the people that are constantly re-listening to episodes that I've uploaded in the past, you know, like what's wrong with you guys, bro? Like, you've already heard it. Like, you like hearing my voice or what? What's good? Nah, but for real, man, thank you. Appreciate you all. I appreciate the guys that interact with me, you know, in my Byronology podcast, Instagram, at Byronology. Shameless plug. Make sure you follow me there if you want to keep up with, you know, what's new. I don't post much. I really don't. But yeah, check it out. You know, I post content there for this podcast and we talk some shit sometimes. You know what I mean? But yeah, man, you know, life's been crazy. Life's been good. We just out here grinding, man. My brother came out here from Texas. Not many of you may know that I have a brother, a younger brother. So I have a younger brother. His bitch ass lives in Texas. He's like pretty much like my older brother, you know, because not as in like he is my older brother or I'm calling him that. He's very similar to my older brother because they got a shitload of kids. It was good to spend some time with him, man. You know, I've met him a couple of times in the past, but we really didn't interact that much. We didn't spend too much time together. But this time, you know, his wife, my wife, his kids, my kids, you know, we hung out. We did some things, you know what I'm saying? We got to know each other and we're very similar people, man. It's fucking scary. He's my twin, bro. He looks exactly like me. It's crazy. We're the last of my dad's, you know, that came out, you know? So we look very similar. But yeah, man, that was cool. That was cool spending some time with him, you know, getting to know him a little bit better. It was weird. It was weird, man. If you're listening to this, man, it was weird because every time I looked at you, I felt like I was looking at myself because you look so much like me. Yeah, it's crazy. Anyways, that was cool. You know, I did a little working at the retail for a minute. I got a good job at Costco, man. I was doing good, bro. You know, I was working at as a cashier assistant. You know, basically a cashier's bitch. You know, when you go to Costco, you put in and you're in line and someone helps you unload the cart and, you know, put shit on the belt and then put shit in your cart and blah, 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 this, that, and the other. I was there for like 6 months, I think. And then they moved me to a department with a shitty ass manager, shitty ass supervisors, man. Just people that have been there so fucking long that they got used to doing everything wrong. And then when you did things right, it was your fault for not doing them wrong. Does that make sense? I hope that makes sense, man, because I feel like that's the best way I could explain what the fuck was going on. It was weird, man. And I was back in that department for like 3 months. Like 3 months. And I was just like, you know what, man? I asked them, I'm like, hey, I really don't like it back here. You know, not because I'm lazy and I don't want to work or anything like that. Because I was putting in work, homie. You feel me? But I just didn't like the management style back there, the supervising style, dude. It was not the business, man. It was not the business. And I told them, I'm like, hey, can you guys move me? get me the fuck up out of here. You know, you guys know how I work. You guys know I work good. It's not that I don't want to work. I work hard all the time. I just can't be back here. And they pretty much said no. They pretty much says, no, we can't move you right now. You know, blah, 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 this and the other. They were struggling in the area that I left and needed people there. And there, here I am in an overstaffed apartment, you know, grinding to get more hours. But they don't want to put me in a department that needs people and needs hours. Like, it made no sense to me. And I told them, I'm like, all right, man. Enjoy it. Enjoy having fun without me. And I dipped the fuck out. Because I'm not with this shit no more, man, you know. I make money. I make money different ways, you know. And I'm not going to just have a headache over shit like this. You know, it's not worth the stress. It's not worth none of that shit to me. You know, I'm in a place where I want peace, tranquility, and not necessarily comfort. I guess all those things are comfort, right? Damn. I don't know, man. I just want to do my own thing, to be completely honest with you. And that's what I've been doing. That's what I've been doing for the last couple weeks, because this was recent when I left. It's been very recent, you know, a couple weeks, few weeks. And I just been out here doing my thing, and I finally have a little bit more free time to, you know, get this podcast back and running, man. It's been a minute. I've been wanting to get back. I've been wanting to do this shit so much, dude, but I would just be so tired and just, you know, and trying to, you know, do the family things and come home and spend time with family instead of wasting my time or, you know, spending my time somewhere else, you know? So that's what I would do. You know, I stopped playing video games, you know what I mean? And just started, you know, trying to do things with the fam, even though they get annoyed by me. But yeah, man, we've just been doing what it does. And, excuse me, did you hear that come up from my throat? Like, I felt that shit come from the bottom of my stomach or whatever the fuck. That was weird. But yeah, let's get back into it. Let's get back into business. Let's do this fucking podcast thing, man. I'm sorry if, you know, I'm a little bit rusty. I haven't really edited audio in like a long ass time, bro. So I hope this fucking thing sounds good. I know every time I breathe, it makes a lot of noise. I'm sorry. I'm fucking fat, but I'm working on it. Yeah, man, let's do it. You know, fresh start, time to get back on the fucking grind. You know what I mean? I even shaved my face. I had been growing what I thought was a beard for years. You know, it was decent. It was a decent beard. Now that I think about it, it was very decent. Do I regret it? Every fucking second of it is regret. I should have left it. I should have just trimmed it. Should just lined it up a little bit. We would have been all good. But I fucked up. I fucked that shit up, man. Forgive me. Thank God it's only hair and it grows back. Hopefully it grows back because I really want it. I miss it. Oh, I'm gonna start crying. God damn it. Hey, you know, let's do it, man. Let's make it happen. Shout out to all the people that are still actively podcasting, man. It's very difficult, especially to do it alone. Solo podcasting is so fucking hard and awkward, and I've talked about it so many times. Here I am in my room having my kids fight in the background so I could do this real quick. Fuck, man. It sucks growing up, dude. Like, you know what I mean? You guys remember when you guys were little kids, bro? And everything was just so easy. You know, you get food, you play, you take a shower sometimes, brush your teeth once in a while too, you know? And then boom, you grow up and everything's like, ah, hecticness, man, hecticness, hecticness. Yeah, crazy. Oh, last thing, there was like a shooting supposedly here a few days ago, right? And they were calling it an active shooter at a middle school where one individual got shot. And then the next day, it turns out that it was some dumb fuck who was shooting into the air and the fucking stray bullet hit that fucking, I think it was a security guard that was outside. It fucking hit him. And everyone thought it was an active shooter, but the dude was like blocks away, shooting into the air in the middle of the fucking day. And I only bring this up because I live like a few blocks away from there. So in theory, you know, that shit could have came and hit one of my kids, bro. It could have hit my mom. It could have hit my wife. It could have hit me. You know what I mean? Who the fuck shoots into the air in the middle of the day, bro? That shit's just wild to me. I don't understand it. I think he's facing like 14 felony charges. You know, they put out his mugshot. He looks like an angel, said no one ever, beside his mom. It's crazy. It's crazy, man. This shit with the fucking, with the shootings, man, and the fucking banning of, trying to ban weapons and all this shit, man. It's so fucking crazy as of recently, man. It's so insane. It's getting so fucking out of hand. It's fucking ridiculous, man. It's so crazy. And then, you know what's crazy? Or just as crazy is the FBI is releasing mugshots of these motherfuckers, and it's not the right mugshot. I think this has happened twice now that they've released mugshots of people, like the dude that thing in, that did in Texas recently. The FBI or the whatever the fuck agency was part of this released the wrong fucking mugshot of the guy multiple times. You know what I mean? News media just fucking quick to jump on with the mugshot. Oh, this is him. And they did the same thing with that dude that fucking murdered his neighbors next door and shit. They released the wrong mugshot. You know what I mean? Very similar names. I think it was just like one or two letters that were different or something in the last name, possibly. I really don't know. I didn't really research this. But what the fuck, man? How are you going to release the wrong mugshot of this person? Imagine they release your fucking mugshot saying you're a fucking mass murderer. You know what I mean? And you're just a fucking normal person trying to fucking get by in life. And here you are now possibly getting death threats from fucking people that want to kill you and shit because supposedly you did something that you didn't do. That shit's just wild to me. And then just I'm sorry, we fucked up is like, that's not enough for me. You know what I mean? A little Twitter post, a little Instagram post like, oh, hi, this is the FBI. We fucked up. Like, that's not enough. You basically ruined someone's dignity, reputation, who they are, just because you guys are quick to put out an image. And I don't know, man. It's above my pay grade to talk about this, but goddamn, that's so fucked up, dude. So fucked up. But anyways, I just wanted to bring this episode out to you guys real quick, you know, and just say that I'm back, give you guys a little life update, ramble, you know, and that's it, man. This is it for this episode. I'm going to be trying to upload at least one episode every Friday. And if you get a bonus episode, then you get a bonus episode. It is what it is. Enjoy it. Okay. With that being said, thank you for listening. Make sure you hit that like button. This isn't YouTube, huh? No, this isn't YouTube. Make sure you follow the podcast on fucking all of the fucking streaming platforms. We're on Spotify, Apple Music, Google Podcasts, Stitcher. We're on all that shit. We're on everywhere. Just Google Byronology. It'll pop up, hopefully. And just fucking listen to it. Give it a like. Share it with someone if you think, you know, they'll enjoy my bullshit rambling and talking about stupid shit that I do, or my opinion on things, which, remember, is just my opinion. And my opinion changes a lot, just like my underwear. So yeah, man, hope you guys enjoyed this episode. We'll catch you later. Oh, and my daughter's here. Say bye.
Bye.
That's all you got to say?
Yeah.
How old are you?
I don't know.
You don't know? Okay, that's it. We're out of here. I need to teach her how old she is. Have a good one, fuckers. Woo!
Thanks for tuning into Byronology. See you next week.